Hey everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt. I'm still sorting through the data and feedback to do a thorough after-action review from the national readiness exercise that took place last weekend. T-Rex 2012, facilitated by Radio Free Redoubt, was a success on several levels, and hopefully on some personal levels for you and your family and your group as well. But anyway, the truth is that I've got it all strewn all over the place, and I just couldn't get it compiled in time for tonight's show. Plus, we're still waiting on several communications logs and COMO feedback data. So what we're going to do is move this week's show, T-Rex 2012 After Action Review, to next week, August 26th. And we always strive to be a consistent presence, however, and committed to do our honest level best to be on the air every Sunday evening promoting the American Redoubt movement and the preservation of Americanism and our heritage and our conservative traditional ideals. So what we're going to do tonight is re-air a previous show. Tonight we'll be re-airing an episode 1212 from March 25th, titled Looking the Tyrant in the Eye. Now, next week, we will be doing the T-Rex 2012 after-action review. What worked, what didn't, and why. And recommendations and suggestions from all of you for addressing what didn't work to increase our chances of staying connected before, during, and after an economic or political or social collapse in America and around the world, what we call Teotihuacan. So thanks so much to all of you who participated in T-Rex 2012. You guys are great. Now, after next week, we're going to move on to some other equally important and pressing topics and issues. Not just preparedness, but other items that tie into preparedness and self-sufficient living, either directly or indirectly. And we also have several high-profile interviews lined up in the coming weeks, so stay tuned and remember to keep checking back with us at www.radiofreeredoubt.com. And also, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or words of encouragement, we welcome those all, and you can send those along at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. Oh, real important, OmahaKnives.com or OmahaKnife.com. Either one will take you there. OmahaKnife.com is extending their special discount rate exclusive to Radio Free Redoubt listeners. But you only have 48 hours left to take advantage of the offer and get an additional 5% knocked off your first or next purchase. Just use the discount code REDOUBT. But you have to act soon because there are only a few grains left in the hourglass. So time is up. All right. You all have a great and blessed week. Lots to cover next week, so don't miss it. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and I'm John Jacob Schmidt. So stay right there for episode 1212, Looking the Tyrant in the Eye.
Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Have just tuned in to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice and hope of encouragement to patriots seeing their country eroded before their eyes. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, proud to be your host tonight. Thank you for joining us, and welcome, lovers of freedom across the American Redoubt, outside the wire, across the continent, and around the world. Welcome to our men and women in uniform, both in law enforcement and in the military, serving and listening around the world. And especially thank you for being oath keepers. Oh, and welcome aboard to the new wave of members to the American Redoubt Network, and especially those of you who've stepped up to volunteer to join AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. We got a letter just a little bit ago from a new AMRON volunteer signing up with the American Readout Network, and we haven't even processed it yet, but he said, I have been looking for someone like you for a long time. And that's something that we're hearing a lot of lately, preppers that are looking for a total package system to be able to keep Readouters, Patriots, preppers connected in the difficult times ahead. So that's what we're here to do, creating a gap or a link between the ham and non-ham operator, keeping all preppers, Readouters, informed and connected. It is a beautiful Sunday evening, March 25th, and we're broadcasting from deep inside Patriot territory. We're broadcasting on a brand new laptop computer that was purchased and donated by a listener. Thank you so much. It was much needed. The computer I had just wasn't keeping up. And this particular listener contacted me and asked, hey, how can I help support Radio Free Readout? And I told him we needed several things. He said, you know, what's your wish list? And I said, well, the top of the list, I'm trying to save up for a computer, hopefully by this summer, and a laptop, and that would be specifically dedicated to Radio Free Readout. And the, you know, of course, the radio show and production and broadcasting, audio editing, and just everything related to Radio Free Readout and the American Readout movement. And the laptop I was using was getting really crowded and bogged down. So thank you once again. What a blessing. Of course, I'll keep the person's identity confidential, but I just wanted to say thank you. It was much more than I could have hoped for, and I believe it'll help make us that much more efficient. With that, however, I've been working the last week trying to get the new computer formatted, along with all the files transferred over and getting everything set up so that we can produce a show. And in doing that, I wasn't able to get as organized as I'd like to have been in putting Prepping 201 together. So we'll be doing Prepping 201, Prepping for Beginners, Part 2, next week. And, of course, with the wave of new members that we got bombarded with, lots of emails. And so we're going to talk about some of those emails that we got in this week. And we're going to cover several things tonight. Like I said, not nearly as organized and put together as usual, as I normally am. But we had just a lot of stuff going on. You know, we're staying true to our word to always be here and be on the air every Sunday evening as a continuous, constant, reliable, dependable source for encouragement. And so tonight is not real encouraging, at least not right up front, but tonight's show is titled Looking the Tyrant in the Eye. And speaking of that, that kind of was an offshoot from the movie that we went and saw opening night. We saw The Hunger Games. Great movie. They're definitely set up for the sequels that will be coming out based on a very popular book series, a trilogy. And I talked a little bit about that last week, but really great. I put a link on there again so you can watch the trailer and check that out. So anyway, we're going to cover a lot of different things tonight, a couple of listener letters, some news about developments in the AMRON communication project, and we're going to talk about looking the tyrant in the eye. So in about the last week and a half, there's been a lot of buzz about some of the things going on in the government with regard to encroachments on freedom and liberty and some of the Big Brother plans that's coming from the current administration on all different levels. Of course, in all fairness, a lot of this started in the previous administration with this so-called Homeland Security. So let's talk about news and current events. Starting right off the bat, visiting terrorist websites could land you in jail in the country of France. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says that that French who visit internet sites supporting terrorism will be punished by law. A new measure in a crackdown following the 32-hour standoff with a Frenchman claiming Al-Qaeda ties suspected in three deadly attacks. Of course, that's over there in France, right? So there's nothing to worry about, except with the a growing trend of our own government redefining just what terrorism is. A potential homeland security threat could be somebody who homeschools or is a proponent of the Constitution or some other crazy radical ideals like that. So it's scary, and it'll be interesting to see what type of legislation they'll try to push through here in America, because it's going to work so well in France. Okay, that sound means that we have a propaganda alert. And this one's kind of interesting. Comes across from the other ocean. The Chinese government launches a cable television network for Americans. Yay! The Chinese government recently launched a cable network for Americans called CCTV America. According to PBS, see, we already have our own propaganda station. PBS, they say the Chinese government looked at the international broadcasters and decided it had to be in on that business too. University of California, San Diego professor Susan Shirk described it, saying, "The Chinese government thinks that as a major global player, they should have their own media organizations operating around the world, just as the U.S. does. The Europeans do, and the Japanese, and even the Arab world has. So why not jump right in there?" Of course, we all know that Chinese are masters at propaganda, so it should probably be a big hit. In other news, feeding the homeless or the hungry banned in major U.S. cities. The next time you get the impulse, you might want to check if it's still legal to feed the homeless where you live. And a lot of you volunteer with food banks and soup kitchens and things like that. Sadly, feeding the homeless has been banned in major cities all over America. Other cities that have not banned it outright have put so many requirements on those that want to feed the homeless, like acquiring expensive permits, taking food preparation courses, and etc., that feeding the homeless has become out of reach for most outreaches. Now, some cities are doing these things because they're concerned about the health risks of the food being distributed by ordinary do-gooders. Of course, they don't worry about the health risks of being malnutritioned. Other cities are passing these laws because they do not want homeless people congregating in the city centers where they know that they will be fed. This sounds like a zoo. Well, sometimes it is. But at a time when poverty and government dependence are soaring to unprecedented levels, it is really a good idea to ban people from helping those that are hurting, with a big fat question mark. Now, just some of the cities with some of the most prohibitive ordinances in place are Philadelphia, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, and New York City. New York City? Well, that's funny. Mostly because of the next article. New York City funded group is now teaching homeless how to invade apartments. This one comes from Fox News. Picture the Homeless, a Bronx nonprofit that has received at least $240,000 in taxpayer money in the last 5 years, is giving a crash course on squatting. And city-owned buildings are a prime target. This organization is called Picture the Homeless. Now, 2 weeks ago, a board member by the last name of Perez held a teach-in on how to wrest control of vacant apartments, and he called it homesteading. He says the best time to enter the building is in the late hours. He advised a group of about 20 who gathered in front of the half-empty East New York Brooklyn housing complex, Arlington Village. He says, "You make sure you have your proper tools. You remove the chains and padlock, and then you go in." And he then led them through the next steps, including filling out a change of address form at the post office and setting up utilities. After that, 9 out of 10 times the courts will allow you to be able to have control of the property, he said. Interesting. And this comes from grants from New York City, the same people who won't allow you to feed homeless and hungry people. Wow. Now, you may not like Michael Savage. You may or may not like him. But he's right about one thing. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Sheesh. Oh, here's a good one. Drought, floods, and a lack of fresh water may cause significant global instability and conflict in the coming decades as developing countries scramble to meet demand from exploding populations while dealing with the effects of climate change. Of course, it's got to be from climate change. The U.S. intelligence agency said in a report Thursday, a report done last fall based on a classified national intelligence estimate on water security says that floods, scarce and poor water quality, combined with poverty, social tension, poor leadership, and weak governments, will contribute to instability that could lead to the failure of numerous states. And now, we're not without our own problems here. Look at the tension between the states with all the water that California's gobbling up and can't get enough of. And Arizona, they're having their own water disputes right here in our own country. Now, here's a couple contrasting reports about jobs in the American redoubt, Oregon in one, Idaho in the other. The Oregon job loss in February is the largest in nearly 3 years. Despite the loss of 6,400 jobs in February, Oregon's unemployment rate remained at 8.8% for the month. So it's still way up there. And in contrast, over in Idaho, their jobless rate in February is at the lowest since September 2009. Idaho's unemployment rate dropped to 8% in February, the seventh consecutive month that the jobless rate has fallen in the Gem State. That came from the Idaho Statesman. Of course, you can see links for all of those stories and in the highlights and resources posting for today's show, episode 1212. That's the 12th broadcast of the year 2012. Now, before we take a break, I received a letter from a listener this week, and I thought it might be helpful for some of you out there who have the same question. So here it goes. Greetings. I have the opportunity to get out of Los Angeles, good man, and relocate my family to Oregon due to a job transfer. I was wondering about how buying versus renting could help or hurt the family who wants to be prepared. I'm just wondering if there's anyone who could offer advice on this sort of thing. Thanks a lot for your site and the great info that you're putting out there. Okay, Mr. Listener, that's a great question. It's a valid one, and it is one that's asked by several people. And in the coming weeks, we are going to be doing a show on relocating to the redoubt. And I will be interviewing at least one real estate agent that specializes in helping people get redoubted and take the gap. My advice on this is twofold. Right now, of course, it's a buyer's market. You can buy and get a good deal if you shop around. But I would only buy if the property is a real viable retreat property. In other words, that's the place that you want to go and live and raise your children on, and you don't plan on going anywhere for a while. The reason why is because it's a buyer's market, not a seller's market. What a lot of people have done is they've gone into areas, bought a house, and then their plan was to, after about a year, start looking for property. The problem with that is that most people, their financial situation is that they have to sell that house before they can buy their ideal retreat property, and you can't sell a house right now. So my advice would be, well, it really depends on your particular situation and your resources that you have available to you. But by and large, I would recommend renting right now. That gives you the flexibility, and it gives you options, and you're not tied down to one particular property that you can't sell. You do a 6-month or 1-year lease, and bam, you're out of there as soon as you can get into your property. So that's just right off the top of my head response on that. I'm sure some of you listeners out there probably have some more in-depth knowledge as far as the real estate market and so on. I am not in the market for buying or selling right now, but I do know what other people are saying. I just wanted to pass that along to you. We have a new sponsor at Radio Free Redoubt. Rainy Day Root Cellars came on board with us this week. Check them out by clicking on the Rainy Day Root Cellars banner at the bottom of today's highlights and resources posting for today's show, episode 1212. And also check out Revolutionary Realty while you're at it. They came on board with us last week. And please, whenever you can, help make the American Redoubt movement and Radio Free Redoubt stronger by supporting our sponsors. And also, whenever you can, try to support Patriot-owned businesses. That just makes a stronger redoubt. So, you are listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be right back.
Have you been searching for a time-proven way to protect your valuables and your loved ones? Rainy Day Root Cellars has the solution. Whether you need safe shelter from a storm, secure protection for your belongings, or a perfect place for your food storage, Rainy Day Root Cellars provides you and your family with the ultimate in discreet and secure protection. Visit them today at www.rainydayrootcellars.com. Rainy Day Root Cellars, security you can count on.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776, or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
Are you a licensed ham operator? If so, the American Redoubt Movement needs your help. To support the mission of keeping the American Redoubt connected in a Teotihuacan situation, Radio Free Redoubt is working on a project to build a network of patriotic, amateur radio operators who consider themselves redoubters. Your skills will be critical in rebuilding and advancing the American Redoubt Movement after Teotihuacan. Please email us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com to find out how you can partner with Radio Free Redoubt in this critical and time-sensitive project. Your input and ideas are greatly appreciated. Thank you, ham operators, for what you do.
This is Sir Knight with the Paratus Familia blog and the Tactical Tip of the Week. If you've chosen a rifle from the AR-15 or the M4 family, one of the first things you must consider is barrel twist. The original AR-15 came with a barrel twist of 1 in 12, meaning that the rifling twists around the barrel once in 12 inches. This was designed to stabilize the 55 grain bullet they used. More current issue rifles use a twist of 1 in 7. Now this is designed to stabilize the 62 grain bullet. The military designation for this ammunition is M855. While all 5.56 ammunition will shoot in rifles with either barrel, I have found that the 55 grain ammunition is very inaccurate in the 1 in 7 barrel. But do not despair. You can purchase most any rifle with a barrel twist of 1 in 9 that shoots both types of ammunition with reasonable accuracy. Knowing your rifle means hitting your target. This is Sir Knight with the Paratus Familia blog, and you're listening to Radio Free Readout.
Hey everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt. I'm still sorting through the data and feedback to do a thorough after-action review from the National Readiness Exercise that took place last weekend. T-Rex 2012, facilitated by Radio Free Redoubt, was a success on several levels, and hopefully on some personal levels for you and your family and your group as well. But anyway, the truth is that I've got it all strewn all over the place, and I just couldn't get it compiled in time for tonight's show. Plus, we're still waiting on several communications logs and COMO feedback data. So what we're going to do is move this week's show, T-Rex 2012 After Action Review, to next week, August 26th. And we always strive to be a consistent presence, however, and committed to do our honest level best to be on the air every Sunday evening promoting the American Redoubt Movement and the preservation of Americanism and our heritage and our conservative traditional ideals. So what we're going to do tonight is re-air a previous show. Tonight we'll be re-airing an episode 1212 from March 25th titled Looking the Tyrant in the Eye. Now, next week, we will be doing the T-Rex 2012 after-action review. What worked, what didn't, and why. And recommendations and suggestions from all of you for addressing what didn't work to increase our chances of staying connected before, during, and after an economic or political or social collapse in America and around the world, what we call Teotihuacan. So thanks so much to all of you who participated in T-Rex 2012. You guys are great. Now, After next week, we're going to move on to some other equally important and pressing topics and issues. Not just preparedness, but other items that tie into preparedness and self-sufficient living, either directly or indirectly. And we also have several high-profile interviews lined up in the coming weeks. So stay tuned and remember to keep checking back with us at www.radiofreeredoubt.com. And also, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or words of encouragement, we welcome those all, and you can send those along at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. Oh, real important, omahaknives.com or omahaknife.com. Either one will take you there. omahaknife.com is extending their special discount rate exclusive to Radio Free Readout listeners. But you only have 48 hours left to take advantage of the offer and get an additional 5% knocked off your first or next purchase. Just use the discount code READOUBT. But you have to act soon because there are only a few grains left in the hourglass. So time is up. All right. You all have a great and blessed week. Lots to cover next week, so don't miss it. This is the voice of the American Readout, and I'm John Jacob Schmidt. We now return you to episode 1212, Looking the Tyrant in the Eye. Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Radio Free Readout, a shorter broadcast than usual due to the reconfiguration we're doing on our new computer and the time available and everything else going on right now, Radio Free Readout related. I wasn't able to really get organized for tonight's show the way I wanted to, but once again, being true to our word, always being here on the air, no matter what, here I am, winging it. That's okay. You're all so great and patient. Thanks for being so patient and encouraging. I had a wonderful opportunity this week to meet with some redoubters, some listeners, longtime listeners that developed a forged a friendship. Now, we had the opportunity to go out to dinner and had a wonderful time. And so I love being with you guys, all of you guys. And now please don't send me dinner invitations. I don't even have time for all the friends I already have. But I do very much appreciate and cherish the friendships that have developed through this project, through Radio Free Readout. Some wonderful people out there, amazing patriots, and I just love being with you guys. It's pretty exciting. Now, another thing that's exciting is the progress being made with the AMRON project. That's the American Readout Radio Operators Network. It's the communication program to keep the American Readout connected, not just across the American Readout, but across the country in a Teotihuacan event to keep patriots across the continent connected. And it ties ham operators with non-ham radio operators using the CH3 project. But one of the more recent additions is to the AMRON program is the digital communications mode, where you can receive or send, if you're ham, text messages over a shortwave radio or high frequency HF radio, which is what the hams call it. And of course, information or the lack of information in a Teotihuacan situation could mean the difference between life and death. Now, until now, non-ham operators have been left out of the information loop. But with the use of relays and hams, who are also act as relays, using the AMRON communications project, that gap's being bridged. Now, Popeye wrote and sent in a great article that I posted earlier in the week that talks specifically about how to receive digital communications, text messages, sent over shortwave radio. Like I said, as that's also known as HF or high frequency in the ham world. But if you have a ham radio with single sideband, they're affordable and it's mandatory communications equipment. You've got to get one. Even if you're just a redoubter, you're not part of the AMRON program, just for receiving intelligence updates and information, you could still receive it. because that's put out by Amron operators, that information. You want to be able to get your hands on that. Now, this article was a huge success with nearly 3,000 hits just in the last 4 days. Wow. So the word's getting out. And what else was cool this week was an email that I received relayed to my regular email Yahoo account that originated on the East Coast, sent to a ham operator in the American Redoubt using the Winmore email over the radio. And that is for regular emails. That's not the text messaging that I was talking about. This is something else. It's that they're working on right now. The Amron operators are getting all the bugs worked out of this Winmore program, sending email. So it works. I know that stuff might be boring for some of you, but trust me, as far as prepper communications goes, it's a huge breakthrough and a quantum leap for independent communications requiring no commercial infrastructure. Grid down, internet down, no problem. And we'll be putting that article up in a downloadable PDF file on the new website when we get that up and running in the next few weeks. And so stand by for more details on that, more to come. If you want to be able to stay connected with other redoubters, patriots, and preppers when the crash comes, get on board with the American Redoubt Network today. That'll give you access to the Amron Protocol as well as the American Redoubt Network Forum. Now, on that article, at the bottom of that article, one of the more recent comments that was left was, how do we plan for grid down communications? This method, PSK, that texting, is really something. I hope to learn more. Thanks for everything. Well, my response is how do we plan for grid down communications? Get on board with the American Redoubt Network. You'll have access to the Amron frequencies that you'll be wanting to monitor and listen to or talk on if you have the equipment. And print out the frequencies. Now, that frequency list, the primary, alternate, all those might be changing because right now the whole system is being tested right now and actually being put into use. So we may be changing some of those frequencies to find out what works better at night, during the day, different, you know, skipping, bouncing signals across the country. We're going to find what works best. But right now, print those frequencies out. And there's going to be more articles that are coming from that Popeye's working on that's going to add to that whole, it's going to complement the whole Amron project and that prepper communication plan for keeping all of us informed and connected. Now, and of course, we're going to be talking a lot more about that on the forum. Now, speaking of the forum, there's been a really active thread this week, two of them. Over the last week about Obama's executive order. And those two threads, one's the FBI domestic spying on survival blog readers, and the other one, it comes from Wired Magazine, little expose on the new National Security Agency's data center that's being built right now in Bluffdale, Utah. And we're going to talk a little bit about that well, a little bit later on in the show, just here in just a minute. I'm going to get to that. Some of the other stuff that was covered was from whitehouse.gov. It was the new executive order on national defense for resources and preparedness that was released last week. And there was just a flurry of activity on a lot of talk shows and conservative blogs and websites. Now, when I looked at that, remember, this is an executive order that's been basically in place since the 1960s. And every president has reaffirmed that executive order. They always seem to add a little bit more or tweak it a little bit and kind of add their own, a couple new pet projects to it, which really does give the government, through executive order, power, or at least it gives them the excuse to grab power. And last week, I addressed that and said that, you know, basically this is a red herring. This is something that everybody's just freaking out about, running around, getting all crazy over. But I don't want you to think that I don't take it seriously, because I do. This is a very serious thing. The reason why is because the current administration has taken this up a couple notches to include peacetime. And there's some more in there that they've added that is alarming. The New American just did an article talking about martial law executive order should cause concern, not comfort. It does not bring comfort. It shouldn't. It should be very alarming. Not that they would necessarily use this executive order, because my personal belief is if when the time comes, some Teotihuacan event happens, they're going to wipe the slate clean and they're going to start making up a whole new set of rules just specific for that situation. And they're going to try to justify it in a way that everyone wants to accept it or even demand it to protect them. But what is alarming about this is the trend and the mindset that we see in our current government. Not just Obama, but all of the people, not all of, such an alarmingly large number of people in Congress, that their mindset is that the Constitution doesn't even apply. It's a nice concept. It was a great start, but it's time to move on. That's their mentality. And, of course, this article that the New American did, it was printed all over it was reprinted and reposted in hundreds of blogs and websites, and really became the subject for a lot of debate. They said that, you know, a lot of people that are even conservatives were saying, oh, this is no big deal. And I'll just read here. It says some of those dismissing the content of the order as unimportant were pundits typically found criticizing the president, like me. Ed Morrissey of hotair.com, for example, told readers that the general impact of it is negligible of this executive order, and that it was nothing more frightening than a regular restatement of previously promulgated emergency preparedness plans. That's true. He's right. But it is scary. And it doesn't mean we should be just taking our eye off the ball just because every president's already re-signed this. I just think that this won't even matter when the time comes. But we have an obligation to be watchful and to be vigilant. And this is definitely something worth watching. One of the articles, or one of the commenters on that article, was the only thing left to do is to join the John Birch Society in its campaign to restore the freedoms we cherish. We need people to keep striving toward restoring freedoms that we cherish. But the fact is that we're past that. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but the United States of America that we knew and loved is gone forever. It will never go back to what it was. This country's lost. My thoughts are that the best thing to do is to keep pushing against it and keep up the fight and stay aware. But one of the probably the best things for our country is to let all of this take full course and let it all come crashing down. And God willing, have the opportunity to rebuild. And at that time, even if we cannot rebuild the country that we know in its current configuration, in other words, the way the borders of America are now, a lot of experts, a lot of analysts believe that it would probably reemerge as several smaller fragmented nation states, which would take the United States of America out of the picture as a superpower, which is all the globalist plans anyway. So anyway, that might give us an opportunity, and who knows what the American Redoubt might turn into one day, and it might give us the opportunity to restore or preserve Americanism. So the best thing you can do is join the American Redoubt and the American Redoubt movement and get moved to the American Redoubt. There's another article that came out this week that's got everybody all fired up. Obama wants to track you. Under federal law, even the most basic cell phone must collect location information so that 911 services can respond appropriately. The Obama administration wants the ability to seize this data for its own purposes. And last month, the Justice Department filed a brief in the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Fifth Circuit court insisting that the government had the right to gather 60 days worth of tracking information from a cell phone without a warrant issued on probable cause. So the question is, who in the heck do these people think they are? That's my question. By claiming this detailed information is relevant to a criminal investigation, there would effectively be no limit to the state's ability to know someone's every move. Now, in the case at hand, the federal agents sought the travel history of certain customers of T-Mobile and Metro PCS, but a federal magistrate ruled that the government's hunch that these individuals might be involved in a crime was good enough to merit release of basic subscriber information, such as name and address. But a higher standard of proof had to be met before the court would compel the release of local information or location information. Basically, what this is coming down to is the, you know, our own government that is that we hire to protect our individual liberties and our freedom and our borders is turning against us. They're asking for permission to track us without a warrant. Another one that came out from Wired magazine. This one is really alarming, and it's titled NSA Data Center in Utah, Supercomputer Threat to Liberty. It's a massive complex that's being built right now in Utah. And it is so large that when it's built, it'll be five times the size of the United States Capitol. And the thing's going to be filled with computer servers and computer intelligence experts and armed guards. It will be secretly capturing, storing, and analyzing vast quantities of words and images hurtling through the world's telecommunications networks. It's named the Utah Data Center. And it's being built for the National Security Agency. And its purpose is to intercept, decipher, analyze, and store vast swaths of the world's communications as they come down from satellites, go through underground, undersea cables, international, foreign, and domestic networks. The heavily fortified $2 billion center should be up and running in September of 2013. So you got about 16 months to Google whatever it is that you want. Flowing through its servers and routers and stored in near bottomless databases will be all forms of communication, including, listen, the complete contents of private emails, cell phone calls, Google searches, as well as all sorts of personal data trails, parking receipts, travel itineraries, bookstore purchases, and other digital pocket litter. It is, in some measure, the realization of the, quote, total information awareness, close quote, program created during the first term of Bush. It's an effort that was killed by Congress in 2003 after it caused an outcry over its potential for invading Americans' privacy. It is also critical, this guy says, that was being interviewed, for breaking codes. This is a big one here. They need this center for breaking codes. Code breaking is crucial because much of the data that the center will handle, like financial information, stock transactions, business deals, foreign military and diplomatic secrets, legal documents, confidential personal communications, will be heavily encrypted. That's what these guys are anticipating. And according to another top official also involved in the program, the NSA made an enormous breakthrough several years ago in its ability to cryptanalyze or break unfathomably complex encryption systems employed by not only governments around the world, but also many average computer users in the U.S., you know, like U.S. citizens. And of course, he says that the upside to this is that everybody's a target. Everybody with communication is a target. And that's what we're up against. My Way, the website called My Way, they just also broke a story on a very Stasi-esque type program to keep dossiers on Americans. That's what the Nazis did. That's what the Stasi did. And that's what the Soviets did under Stalin. The United States intelligence community will now be able to store information about Americans with no ties to terrorism for up to 5 years under new Obama administration guidelines. Until now, the National Counterterrorism Center had to immediately destroy information about Americans that was already stored in other government databases when there was no clear ties to terrorism. Of course, it'll be easier for them to justify that now because they're redefining terrorism, right? Now, given the NCTC expanded record retention authority had been called for by members of Congress who said the intelligence community did not connect strands of intelligence held by multiple agencies leading up to the failed bombing attempt to on a Detroit-bound airliner on Christmas of 2009. And so basically what they're saying is that these fusion centers aren't... there's justification now to just work even harder to make these fusion centers start combining intelligence and retaining it. So it goes on to say that this is a vast expansion of the government's surveillance authority. And this guy that said that is Mark Rotenberg, executive director of the Electronics Privacy Information Center. And he says it's a vast expansion of the government's surveillance authority. Not good. There's another one. A lot of you sent this to me. I saw it over on Survival Blog. And this is another one that's going around. It's a article titled FBI's Cookie Caper and the VPN Imperative. And James Rawls posted that it has come to my attention that from August of 2011 to November 2011, the FBI secretly redirected the website traffic to Survival Blog of more than 10% of the U.S. visitors through CJIS, their sprawling data center situated on 900 acres, 10 miles from Clarksburg, West Virginia. Of course, that place is going to be rivaled by this new facility that they're building out there in Utah. The FBI has surreptitiously collected the IP addresses of Survival Blog site visitors. In all, 4,906 out of over 35,000 selected connections ended up going to or through the FBI servers. So basically, the FBI is trying to filter visitors to Survival Blog through their system, so that they can read your IP address. Now, fortunately, your IP address might show that you are from Kalispell, Montana, or Troy, someplace. But it doesn't, you know, it's not like they, you know, it gives you your address. Well, they can just walk right up to your house. But it's, you know, one step further. Of course, the new data mining center in Utah will be able to take that all to the next level. He writes, further, we discovered that the FBI attached a long-lived cookie that allowed them to track the sites that readers subsequently visited. So basically, we've got the FBI, you basically got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. That was a pretty good pun. Now, this is a pretty blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's frustrating to watch this happen. They're tracking Americans, and this is only going to get worse. And a lot of people have been just really flipping out over all this stuff. And this is stuff that we should be angry about. But why are you acting surprised? See, because 5 years ago, 10 years ago, people were saying, this is what's coming. This is what our government has ambitions for. And for the most part, they're dismissed. But these conspiracy theories aren't a theory anymore. They're being practically applied. So we shouldn't be surprised at all. I mean, don't be stunned, you know, when you see when a dog goes back to its vomit. That's what dogs do. Okay, so we already know, even for all the way back, you know, over 200 years ago, when the founding fathers said, be watchful of government because this is what they'll do. They have a natural propensity to perpetuate themselves and increasingly gain in power and authority, an authority that they don't even legally have, but they take. Remember, government are takers. Now, we're not anti-government at all. Government is an institution that is ordained by God, but not tyrannous government. And so we want a government that will follow the Constitution and follow the intent of it. And we're not anti-government, we're anti-tyranny. And so when your government, your servant, turns on you, then that's something that shouldn't be tolerated. And right now, we need to take certain measures. Part of that article by James Rawls included several links to VPN. That's virtual private networking. What that does is it hides your IP address. And you can also set up a proxy server so that it will appear that you are visiting a site from Bangladesh or from France or Canada or anywhere else. So it creates a virtual private network. And in that article that he wrote revealing this FBI's cookie caper and the VPN imperative, there are several resources there, including the follow-up articles where he added additional resources to make surfing the internet and visiting other websites, any business that you need to conduct on the internet, that much more safe and secure from prying eyes. What the problem with all of this is that it's made people want to hide, because now patriots are seeing this stuff come down and they say, okay, it's time for me to pull the plug. Yeah, I'm not going to do any more stuff on the internet. I'm not going to visit certain websites. So what that's going to do is take you out of the network, out of the loop of being connected and encouraged. Because when you are disconnected and you try to go gray and just hide in the background, you begin feeling like you're alone. And so when you go to articles or websites like Radio Free Readout or like Survival Blog, or just read blogs by a Christian woman, homeschooling woman like Enola Gay. Those are very patriotic articles that you'll often see, and they encourage patriots. And there's a lot of other websites out there that keep you informed. But right now, the way they're setting it up, they're trying to make the patriot so scared he won't stick his head out anymore and go look at an article because they're afraid that the government's going to be tracking him and so on and so forth. And as soon as they do that, they've won. And after the break, I'm going to talk about an action plan about how you can continue to stay plugged in, but increase your security and protection from take action to give you protection against prying eyes. But first, before we take a break, I got a letter from a listener that sent this to me. And this is the first time this has been brought up or addressed or anything. And it says, "Hi, just came across your blog. While scanning the page, I was quite astounded to see a prominent link entitled, We Stand for Israel. Evidently, it wouldn't be there unless you were likewise taken with the notion that Zionism, Jewish influence, and total control of our nation was a, quote, good thing for us. Please clarify your position on this point. Thanks." Okay, let me clarify. Genesis 12:3. There's your clarification. And that says, "I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." And that is God speaking to the people of Israel. So I don't want to be cursed, and I will continue to support Israel and his covenant with Israel. And I think that the day that we turn our backs on Israel and stop supporting them, that will be the bullet to our head. Now, I understand that when you read the Bible and you see how many times the God's people turned against him, you want to just say, what are you thinking? You people are boneheads. And God even called them a stiff-necked people. And we have Jewish people in our own government that are as liberal as it gets. The Israel right now is full of a bunch of liberals. Okay, yeah, I understand that. But they're not all that way. A lot of them see what's going on. You know, they're very patriotic and they're God-fearing. You know, so what the individual Jewish person does is no consequence to me. This is a covenant that he made with the nation of Israel. He's going to stick to it. And also, I don't want to be cursed. I'd rather be blessed. So I will stand by them. And so, yes, that's what I stand by. This is really a disingenuous statement saying that I'm likewise taken with the notion that Zionism, Jewish influence, and total control of our nation was good. I don't want my nation under total control by anyone. I don't care if they're Irish or Scottish or what. It doesn't matter. So I hope that clarifies my point. I'm pretty resolute in that. No, I'm very resolute in that, and it's not up for further debate. And if that means losing a listener because I don't want to retract my viewpoints and my stance on that, then, man, you're listening to the wrong radio show, because I stand by Israel. Okay, this is John Jacob Schmidt, and you're listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt, and we'll be right back. Hey, everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt. I'm still sorting through the data and feedback to do a thorough after-action review from the national readiness exercise that took place last weekend. T-Rex 2012, facilitated by Radio Free Redoubt, was a success on several levels, and hopefully on some personal levels for you and your family and your group as well. But anyway, the truth is that I've got it all strewn all over the place, and I just couldn't get it compiled in time for tonight's show. Plus, we're still waiting on several communications logs and COMO feedback data. So what we're going to do is move this week's show, T-Rex 2012 After Action Review, to next week, August 26th. And we always strive to be a consistent presence, however, and committed to do our honest level best to be on the air every Sunday evening promoting the American Redoubt movement and the preservation of Americanism and our heritage and our conservative traditional ideals. So what we're going to do tonight is re-air a previous show. Tonight we'll be re-airing an episode 1212 from March 25th, titled Looking the Tyrant in the Eye. Now, next week, we will be doing the T-Rex 2012 After Action Review. What worked, what didn't, and why. And recommendations and suggestions from all of you for addressing what didn't work to increase our chances of staying connected before, during, and after an economic or political or social collapse in America and around the world, what we call Teotihuacan. So thanks so much to all of you who participated in T-Rex 2012. You guys are great. Now, after next week, we're going to move on to some other equally important and pressing topics and issues. Not just preparedness, but other items that tie into preparedness and self-sufficient living, either directly or indirectly. And we also have several high-profile interviews lined up in the coming weeks, so stay tuned and remember to keep checking back with us at www.radiofreeredoubt.com. And also, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or words of encouragement, we welcome those all, and you can send those along at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. Oh, real important, OmahaKnives.com or OmahaKnife.com. Either one will take you there. OmahaKnife.com is extending their special discount rate exclusive to Radio Free Redoubt listeners. But you only have 48 hours left to take advantage of the offer and get an additional 5% knocked off your first or next purchase. Just use the discount code REDOUBT. But you have to act soon because there are only a few grains left in the hourglass. So time is up. All right. You all have a great and blessed week. Lots to cover next week, so don't miss it. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and I'm John Jacob Schmidt. We now return you to episode 1212, Looking the Tyrant in the Eye. You're listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. We're back from the break, obviously. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, we went and saw the movie The Hunger Games last Friday on opening night. And it was a great movie. One thing that really caught my attention was the president, who was a tyrant, what I think we'll see developed more in the subsequent movies as they are released. The president was played by Donald Sutherland. He always plays a good bad guy. But he was having a conversation with one of his minions, And they were discussing the state of the people, the mental state, and that they were in fear. And he says, this is something for us to be concerned about when the people are fearful. And he looked at him and he said, there's only one thing more dangerous than fear, and that's hope. And he was talking about dangerous to them, more threatening to them. And with all of this government intrusion, spying, data collection, data mining, so on and so forth, that instills fear in people. Fear to the point where they become inactive and ineffective. To counter that, hope. Hope is more dangerous to a tyrant than when the people are in fear of the tyrant. Because then you see light at the end of the tunnel. You see a way out. That's what our message is here at Radio Free Readout. It's hope. Now, it's kind of hard to feel that way, but we're no different than so many generations that have gone before us that were fearful. They were fearful of a regime that was rising to power that threatened to take over the world with numerous different regimes and empires. Is uncertainty of the future. Where's all this going to go? What type, you know, how we see tyranny. We have enough history precedents set to know that we should be fearful when we start seeing a government becoming as powerful as it's becoming. But there's hope, because you can be fearful that this is all going to collapse. But our hope is that we will have a hand in the rebuilding. Our hope is that we'll be able to relocate to an area, a redoubt, where we'll be surrounded by increasing numbers, surrounded with other like-minded, God-fearing American patriots and people who love Americanism, people that are coming from around the world that are moving here because they love Americanism and they know that this is a very conservative area that is very resolute when it comes to preserving Americanism and our American heritage. So I want to encourage you to take the gap and redoubt and get moved here to be part of this demographic shift that's been taking place for a long time. But what we're trying to do is formalize and expedite it. In the interim, there's some things that I want you to think about. First of all, there's the United States Constitution and our Bill of Rights and the Fourth Amendment to the Bill of Rights. And let me read that to you. It says, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." Right now, there is absolutely nothing wrong with saying, "I love Americanism. And I'm opposed to tyranny." And that's our message. Don't be fearful of saying that. I'm getting sick and tired of hiding. I'm being tired of being silent. I'm being tired of other patriots being silenced. They want you to just sit down, shut up, and color. And if you do, they've won. That's exactly what they need, for you to be so stinking afraid that you won't even stand up and say, "I believe in Americanism and I'm opposed to tyranny and I'm opposed to an overreaching government that spends more than they should. I'm opposed to a government that won't protect our rights. I'm opposed to a government that's encroaching on my family and how I raise my children and how I spend my money and taking money and spend it on things that I don't believe in." That's what it comes down to. But people are too afraid to say that. And you're going to make yourself alone, and you're going to unplug, and you will be alone. Look, I'm going to talk about VPN, TrueCrypt, and PGP encryption. Now, I know in the future that they're going to try to find ways to break through that stuff. I got a letter from a listener. He said, "Our PGP is worthless." He's scared. He's in fear. I want you to have hope. I want you to be tired of being silent. I want you to be sick and tired of being paralyzed to do anything, to go buy a conservative book on American heritage because they might be watching. That's ridiculous. You're an American. Act like it. Because that's what they want you to do, is just sit down and pay your taxes and be quiet and toe the party line. Now, I'm going to use VPN. virtual private networking. I'm going to use TrueCrypt. I'm going to use PGP encryption. If you guys are emailing me, more and more of you are starting to send your public key to me, and we can send all of our emails through PGP encryption. Why? Are we talking about anything illegal? No. Are we talking about overthrowing the government? No. Are we talking about secession? No. If I'm going to email my wife a letter saying, I love you, I'm going to encrypt it. You know why? Because if they want into it so bad, I want them to have to spend $2 billion to look at it. I'm not going to make it easy for them. VPN, virtual private networks. In that article there that I put on the highlights and resources posting for today are links to various different VPNs. The cost is nominal, like $5 to $8 a month, depending on which one you want to choose and use, and hide your IP address so they can't track you and they can't reroute and have your IP going through an FBI center or this data mining center that they're building in Utah. Use TrueCrypt for encrypting your data files, for encrypting your thumb drives, for encrypting everything and anything that you want to. It's so difficult, if not next to impossible, to break TrueCrypt. The weak link actually is where they always were. The overwhelming majority of the time is the password phrase, your password, because you make it something stupid like password or 1234, like on your luggage. So there's a lot of information there on TrueCrypt that will walk you through that process of how to set up good passwords. And then finally, PGP encryption. There is a thread on the forum for those of you who are members of the American Redoubt Network. You have access to the forum, and there are under computer encryption, digital security, there is a thread that talks about PGP encryption, a walkthrough of how to download it, how to set it up, and everything else. And that is a really good, secure way of being able to send secure emails, including attachments and so on and so forth. Like I said, if they're going to break into my emails, I want them to have to spend $2 billion to do it. But I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop speaking the truth. I'm not going to stop standing what I stand for. I'm not going to stop saying that I love Americanism and I want it restored. I'm not going to say that I want somebody who's in our government who's trying to pass legislation that is a blatant violation of the Constitution, that I want them thrown out. I'm not going to be afraid of that. I'm not going to be afraid to say that I believe in the United States Constitution. It's in entirety. Don't forget that tonight, right after the show, we'll be playing an old-time radio favorite, Cloak and Dagger. That'll take about 30 minutes. And then right after that, we'll be re-airing the show that you just heard in case you missed any of it. Download it or send a link to your like-minded friends and family so you can keep spreading the news about the American Redoubt. Also, we've posted a support Radio Free Redoubt link there where you can PayPal account donations to help us stay on the air, to help us expand, to help us get expanded into other communications gear and a lot of other equipment that we need so we can keep getting better and more efficient. And so lots of long-term goals and planning, but right now we just need some help. We don't want you to, this is of course, if you have the financial means, if you're not prepped right now, if your family's not prepared with the proper amount of food and equipment and things that you need to prepare your family for a Teotihuacan event, then please do that. Keep your priorities straight. But if you have the financial means, we greatly appreciate your support. And for all of you who have supported us to this point, thank you so very, very much. We always prayerfully use those funds and we're always try to be a good steward with that. Hey, I'm going to let you guys go until next week. Join us for Prepping 201, part two for the beginning prepper. And this week, I got my computer all up and running, so we should be able to put together a pretty good show, a lot more organized. But hey, I love just being with you guys anyway. So this is John Jacob Schmidt signing off at the Voice of the American Redoubt. Until next week, good night.